attracted by that so much except for the Braves game.
Yeah, the Braves games are really the primary thing. I remember when I, in school, you know, you do the field trips, so you'd go to all the places. And we go to the down to the Fox Theater to see musicals and everything like that. So.
Are there alternatives here in Roswell, then, for restaurants or, you know, places to meet people?
Yeah, there's plenty of restaurants here. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, again, in high school, that was your main congregation point. It was like, oh, well, let's go out to dinner. And, I mean, it never would have occurred to us to go down to Atlanta. I mean, we've got plenty of places here, plus most of us wouldn't have been allowed to go. But I think there's so many places here to meet and just to be together, you know, as far as parks and the schools and restaurants. There's not a major need unless there's some specific place that you have to go. So.
And for shopping, you don't have to go there either?
No, I mean, you know, we're surrounded by malls, and I'm not much of a shopper anyway. You know, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for more eclectic type things, then you might have to go there. But we've got Canton Street, which is full of your artsy little shops, which are absolutely gorgeous. So, I don't know. I like to think I'm supporting Roswell. So, you know, when I go to those shops, it's like, oh, well, I'm supporting the artists, so it's okay.
Yeah, do you have any work that you do yourself that you exhibit in such places?
Not currently. Not currently. I'm working on it. It's on my list of things to do. Actually, you know, I work at the and we just opened it. And today, actually, is the grand opening of our clay shop out there. So I do a few clay pieces. So hopefully I'll be selling those somewhere in here.
Okay. What about people who move to Roswell?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they get along well with folks like you who've been here your whole life?
I'd say so. I think it's important to be active is really the biggest thing. You know, that's, but see, again, that's coming from the perspective of that's how I meet. Everybody I meet is people who are coming out to the parks and coming out to do this and that. But there's no reason why they wouldn't. I mean, we're not elitist people. We're not going to be like, oh, you're from somewhere else. But so they should be fine.
Have you ever felt that maybe some of the folks who live down in the historic district think that those of you who are in East Roswell or on the wrong side of 400 some mm-hmm. other place are not really so much members of the community?
I've never had a problem, but everyone that I've met have been people I've been introduced through if I've been doing some volunteer thing or anything. So those are going to be the people who, you know, appreciate you being there. So I've never had a problem, and I've never really heard of one either.
Okay. Do you think that there's a kind of a core group of people who are active in Roswell?
I'd say so, as far as, you know, the older, we always joke and call them old Roswell. I mean, there's certain people who have been active for, I mean, you want to just say forever. You know, it's like this little core of people who you always, you hear their name and you're like, oh yeah, okay, I'm sure, yep, that makes sense. So it's just one of those things. And they're names that I'm, of course, very familiar with, just from, again, working with the city.
Can you tell us about some of them and how they got that way?
Oh, let's see. Well, there's Frances, who's just an absolute darling. She's, I can't even imagine how old she must be. I mean, I'd say in the 80s. And she worked for a long, long time. So that's how she started to get involved, I believe, in Roswell. You know, I can't swear. I'm not her. And she co-founded with a bunch of other women the Roswell Arts Festival quite some years ago. I think it was at least probably 34 years, 37, somewhere in that area. They decide to do it as a method of raising money for the community. So she's someone who's active all over the place. Sally is another very active woman. She's on the Roswell Recreation Commission, which helps, you know, allocate funds and oversee policy. And she's, I mean, just involved in all sorts of things. Those are really the two that stick out most to me, and they're the two that I know the best, so.
But there, you don't think that there are folks who consider themselves to be the real old Roswell, you know, the 5,000 people mm-hmm. who were here 40 years ago